Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for listening to the Elective Rotation, a critical care pharmacy podcast. This is episode 154. In this episode, I'll discuss a formula I use to prioritize my daily activities. I have all the links supporting today's show in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode154. If you know someone who would find this podcast helpful, please share it with them. Several years ago, I read the copy of the Hospitalist Manual that my medical librarian had ordered. In the chapter titled Pacing and Efficiency, The Way of the Hospitalist, this simple formula stood out to me. Every minute before 9 a.m. is worth two after midday. The authors of the Hospitalist Manual talk about this formula in the context of completing rounds and writing notes and orders before the middle of the day. They point out that completing this necessary work early would free up time later in the day to spend on unexpected events or important follow-up care. For some reason, that formula and concept resonated with me, and I began to apply it to my day as a hospital pharmacist. Instead of hospitalist tasks like writing orders, examining patients, and new admissions, I have pre-rounding, monitoring, and report reviewing to do in the morning. I began to be mindful of doing these essential tasks as the absolute first thing in the morning, with the goal of getting them done before 9 a.m. And by absolute first thing in the morning, I mean work on these things before answering emails, updating policies or protocols, completing a medication use evaluation, or chatting at the water cooler. After I started using this formula to guide my start to the day, four important things happened to me. One, my day became more efficient. Early in the morning, charts and patients tend to be on the unit for easy access rather than off the unit for a test or procedure. I spend less time hunting down charts or returning to the unit to interview a patient because they were off the unit the first time I checked. Number two, much of my work-related stress disappeared. Because essential tasks are out of the way before the day is halfway done, I'm rarely scrambling at the end of the day to finish that last patient consult or follow-up. Number three, tremendous opportunities opened up for me to expand my knowledge base and learn from other clinicians. With the essential tasks out of the way, I can say yes to questions like, do you want to watch this autopsy? Or do you want to see the bronchoscopy? I can respond to every rapid or code blue call without leaving an essential task undone, and I have the time to hunt down a consultant like a cardiologist or infectious disease physician and learn something new from them. And number four, unexpected events are no longer a problem. Surprise meeting with the boss? No problem. My pre-rounding's already done. A resident needs a mentor? No problem. My consults are already done. Three patients decide to have back-to-back-to-back code blues? No problem. I've got the time. Every once in a while, I will end up starting my day with some non-essential tasks like email or protocol development, and it never fails to become a hectic day. That's just a teachable moment where I can explain to a student or resident how 1 minute before 9 a.m. equals 2 minutes after noon. If you've been wondering if my Critical Care Pharmacy Academy is right for you, now is the time to check it out. To ring in the new year, I'm offering a $1 trial where you can get full access to the Academy for a limited time. The Academy is entirely self-paced and is designed to help pharmacists like you develop new critical care skills and stay ahead of the vast critical care literature. Each month, a new masterclass is published. Topics include ICU rounds, airway pharmacology, patient assessment, pharmacist response to emergencies, and EKG recognition for pharmacists. Every week, I review the critical care literature and create a brief digest in video and audio formats of the most important articles. I include my opinion of where each article fits in clinical practice. To learn more, go to pharmacyjoe.com/trial. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.